We got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today from the Bays to Not Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club, Neil Armati, the treasurer. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Adam. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I want to talk a lot of fishing with you, of course. You do a lot of walleye fishing, including I heard you won the Wheats tournament a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, that was a great tournament. You know, we had about 45 boats, I believe, somewhere around there fishing. And for us, the bite was phenomenal. I mean, we had 13 fish in the boat before 8 a.m., and basically we were done. I've been down there. I got my camper down at Fuller Park, so I've been taking my boat down most weekends, and I've been really doing well on the walleye. They seem to be really putting the feed bag on right now.
Well, who was your partner in that tournament? Let's give them due diligence, too.
Scott Peterson. He is my partner. We've fished this tournament pretty much together for the past 4 or 5 years. We've actually won it 2 out of the last 3 years. I think 2 years ago we had one fish that was about 14 pounds.
Wow. That's a good tournament fish right there. And there is another tournament coming up too, right? There's one more called the Last Chance Walleye Tournament out of Cedar River?
Yep, that's correct. That'll be this coming Saturday. It's out of Cedar River. It's put on by our fishing club, Great Lakes Sports Fishermen Club. And you should get there around 6:30 a.m. It's going to be a 3-fish tournament where you can catch 2 over, then 1 under 23. They're going to launch out of Cedar River. They're going to have the weigh-in at the Ford River Pub, and it's going to run from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the fish are really biting down in the Cedar River area. I plan on being down there Friday and Saturday myself, and everywhere I've been going, I've been catching fish.
Well, tell us a little bit about the categories that are going to be presented at this tournament this weekend.
Basically, they're going to pay out 4 places. It's basically just a walleye tournament. They're going to pay for the 2 biggest fish over 23, and then 1 slot fish, we call them. It's got to be under 23 inches. And basically, it, you know, we run 3 tournaments a year, so the top team will be awarded about $1,000 this year for Team of the Year. And then plus we get invited to the NWT, which is put on by the Masters Walleye Circuit next year, and that's always a great event too.
Well, Neil, can you hang around and talk with us a little further? We might pick your brain a little bit, not only about the Last Chance Walleye Tournament, but also get a fishing report from you and see if we can get you to spill any secrets, so to speak.
Sure. I'll tell you how to catch them.
All right. Neil Armati, treasurer for the Bays to Not Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club. We'll be back with him later this hour, get more into the Last Chance Walleye Tournament, and get a fishing report for you walleye guys later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.